You don't necessarily have to live in Silicon Valley or a big city to be a successful entrepreneur. Rural America is loaded with them. The entrepreneurial spirit is very much alive on the northern prairies, even though the farm economy of the Great Plains has been hit hard. Sometimes a depressed economy can motivate someone to make a better life. That's what Clay Scott discovered when he paid a recent visit to two remarkable and very different North Dakota farm women.
Patty Patry's U-Pick Raspberry Farm is famous in North Dakota. Just about anyone can tell you how to get there. Take Highway 200 to the only traffic light in Wells County, go south for a mile, then west along a gravel road flanked by blue fields of flax, and you'll come to a white farmhouse next to dark green rows of raspberry bushes. There, in the summertime, you'll likely find Patty in a sun hat and a long-sleeved shirt, feeling among the thorny branches for the soft, ripe berries.
To me, being out picking is the best part of the business. It's the most relaxful part of it.
Patty's berry patch is a mere 7 acres in a state where grain farms are typically 2,000 acres or more. But for the last 5 years, her Boyne and Autumn Bliss raspberries have netted about $3,000 an acre. That might not sound like a lot, but it's been the crucial factor that's kept her family on the farm. In fact, her 7 acres earn more money than her husband's 1,500 acres of wheat, flax, and soybeans. And in the depressed and desperate economy of North Dakota, that modest success has made Patty Patry a local hero.
It's just sort of happened without a lot of planning in a lot of ways, and so I sort of don't want them to look at me as a role model. And I think they sort of look at it as sort of a glorified thing, and I think, well, they're not up at 2 o'clock making jam, and that's why I feel sort of funny about it.
The business is extremely labor-intensive, and Patty can't afford to hire much help. She picks, she makes jam, freezes berries, and she's even started selling raspberry gels and lotions. Each summer, she sets up a roadside stand and still finds time to sell her wares at 24 county and regional fairs. All that is a lot of work for about $20,000. She knows she could expand, plant more berries, reach out to a wider market. But for now, she says, she wants to keep her business small, manageable, and local.
That's my area that I'm not very good in and I probably don't have a lot of confidence in is, you know, worldwide marketing. It's just a little bit too beyond me or overwhelming. Because I'm even scared of taking credit cards, you know. It's that whole process of going the second and third step that I need to take slow enough so I feel confident about it.
Patty Patry insists she's not a businesswoman, just a farm wife trying to help her family get by. But there are other women in North Dakota who are less reluctant than Patty to embrace the world of business. 150 miles to the west, on the dry plains above the Missouri River, is Carrie Warburg, owner, founder, and CEO of Crane Creek Gardens.
I have just as good a chance as anybody, and I think that success in anything is probably 10% brains and 90% tenacity and action. So I decided, what the heck, I'll give it a try.
In a corner of a large equipment shed on the Warburg farm, among combines and machinery, Crane Creek Gardens turns out soaps, potpourris, and sachets, all made from prairie flowers. But Carrie Warburg is proudest of something she calls Fresh Cab, a natural mouse repellent she invented herself. It's made of corn cob chips, the kind used in litter boxes, blended with a secret combination of essential oils. It comes in a pouch the size of a tea bag, and she claims it will keep mice out of small enclosed spaces, such as truck and tractor cabs, for up to a year.
I did a lot of research into herbs, and I did some research into all natural remedies for getting rid of mice, and came up with basically a real strong potpourri that smells good to people, but the smell is simply too strong for mice.
For startup capital, Carrie sold an ancient camper and her beloved 20-year-old pack horse. The first year, that $300 investment yielded $1,800 in sales. Within 3 years, the figure had jumped to $125,000, then $250,000. Now, in her fifth year, Carrie is grossing $500,000 and has set her sights on the $5 million mark. But she didn't set out to get rich. Like Patty Patry, she was simply looking for a way to generate extra cash for her family's struggling farm.
Initially, I was really scared, and I thought, well, geez, I don't know how to do this. You can't do this from a farm in North Dakota. This needs to be from a big business. I still get those feelings of inadequacy. Well, geez, I don't know if I can do this, or, you know, can we really do this from Western North Dakota? But we're finding a way to make it happen.
Carrie Warburg has taken her success in stride. Now she's looking for new products and ways to expand her business. She's motivated, she says, by two things. One is a desire to create jobs in her community to help keep people from leaving their farms. But she also admits to the thrill of being an entrepreneur, of spotting a demand and filling it, of creating something new.
I have a real strong belief that there's so many ways to use agriculture that haven't even been discovered yet. And that's one of the driving forces behind that I put my energy into this. I want to come up with new products and new uses for agriculture.
Despite Carrie's success, the Warburgs still live in a rustic farmhouse. In fact, they only installed indoor plumbing 3 years ago. Like Patty Patry, Carrie still calls herself a farm wife. She drives a truck and tractor, helping her husband plant wheat in the spring and harvest in the fall. But she doesn't see a contradiction between farming and being an entrepreneur. She says that one mimics the other, that any successful farmer has to be both creative and a little bit of a risk-taker. Farmers out here have taken notice of Carrie Warburg, and they've begun to listen to what she's saying. For NPR News, I'm Clay Scott in Montreal County, North Dakota.